The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter Number 14, Texts Number 13 and 14, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasa Hikari, recorded on May 4th, 2016, in Riga, Latvia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ajavasaya Enam Munaya Gudha Manyava Upavrajya Avruvan Venam Santayadva Cha Samavi Evam yajavasaya enam
Evam yajavasaya enam
Muniyo guddamanyava
Muniyo guddamanyava
Vrvajya brivan venam
Vrvajya brivan venam
Santvayatvacca samavi Evam yajavasaya enam
Evam yajavasaya
Muniyo guddhamanyava
Muniyo guddhamanyava
Upavrajya brivan venam
Upavrajya brivan venam
Santvayatvatsa samavi
Evam
Thus
Anyavasaya
Having decided
Novamshi
Enam him
Vinyam
Muniya the great sages
Vijani Gudriya
Gudhamanyava
Gudhamanyava
concealing their anger
Slavi of self dosens
Upavrajya
having approached
Versas
Abruvan spoke
Venam
to King Vena
Valmyekam Vena
Santvayatva after pacifying Cha also
Ari
Samavi with sweet words
Asaldiyam Vardiyam
Translation. The great sages, having thus decided, approached King Vena. Concealing their real anger, they pacified him with sweet words and then spoke as follows. Translation.
Dižanija Gudrija tā nolēmuši vērsās pie valdnieka Vēnas. Slēpjot savas dusmas, viņa vispirms viņu nomierināja ar saldiem vārdiem un teica tad sekojošo.
There's no purport, so we'll do the next verse. Munaya uču, nirpravarya nabodhai tad, yate vigyāpayāma bho, ayushri balakirtinam tavatata vivirdanam. The great sages said, Dear King, we have come to give you good advice. Kindly hear us with great attention. By doing so, your duration of life and your opulence, strength, and reputation will increase. Purport. According to Vedic civilization, in a monarchy, the king is advised by saintly persons and sages. By taking their advice, he can become the greatest executive power, and everyone in his kingdom will be happy, peaceful, and prosperous. The great kings were very responsible in taking the instructions given by great saintly personalities. The kings used to accept the instructions given by the great sages like Parashara, Vyasadev, Narad, Devala, and Asita. In other words, they would first accept the authority of saintly persons and then execute their monarchical power. Unfortunately, in the present age of Kali, the head of government does not follow the instructions given by the saintly persons. Therefore, neither the citizens nor the men of government are very happy. Their durations of life is shortened. And almost everyone is wretched and bereft of bodily strength and spiritual power. If citizens want to be happy and prosperous in this democratic age, they should not elect rascals and fools who have no respect for saintly persons. Shri Guru Shri Jata Barakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sujiva Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Yadeshatarine. So, we are very deep into the dark age of Kali. The leaders are not competent. The people in general are so foolish, they vote fools and rascals into office. And then they wonder why the government is bad. Just like now in the U.S., there's a big presidential campaign going on. And the two leading candidates, they're both rascals. So who will you vote for, one rascal or another rascal? The political leaders, they are in the category of dogs, hogs, camels and asses. Shvabindada ushtrakarai sangstatak purishak pushu na jatakoma pataopeta jatanama gadan grajaha. Men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses.
Cilvēki, kas ir kā suņi, cūkas, kamieļi un ezeri.
Praise those men who do not worship Krishna.
Tie pielūst cilvēkus, kas nepielūst Krishna.
The deliverer from all evils.
To, kas atbrīvo no visa ļaunā.
In this connection, Srila Prabhupada explains, when these men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses go for voting on the election day, who will they elect? A big dog, hog, camel, ass, that's a... Therefore, the world is suffering greatly. The political leaders, if they are properly situated, they will take their guidance from the sages. In this way, they can rule the kingdom perfectly. Everyone will be peaceful and prosperous. We try to give them this message. We've distributed thousands and millions of books. But still, they're not getting the message. It's a pathetic situation. It's so frustrating to see what the situation. The world is becoming more and more degraded with every passing year. People are becoming more and more frustrated. More and more bewildered. More and more confused. More and more decadent. Immoral. So what do we do? We try to make them Krishna conscious. We pray to Krishna. That we can make them Krishna conscious. We just beg that mercy from Krishna that somehow or other we can awaken the whole world to Krishna consciousness. Formerly the sages had great power. If the king was a rascal, they could assassinate him by mantra. This is what they end up doing with King Vena. They kill him by sound vibration. If the rascal doesn't take advice from the sages, and he remains a stubborn demon, the sages had the power to kill him by mantra. But nowadays the sages have no such power. If they tried to take such action, they would be put to death by the government. In this age, if we were to kill the demons, we'd have to kill everyone. Therefore, instead of killing demons, the Chaitanya's movement is to kill the demoniac mentality by the Sankirtan Yajna, book distribution, Harinam Sankirtan. We have to wipe out this demoniac mentality. Somehow we have to attract them to Krishna. Krishna has given the perfect peace formula. In the fifth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Text 29.
29. Pantā.
Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshvaram suhridam sarvabhutanam gatvamam shantamrichtati. One who knows me is the supreme enjoyer, the supreme owner, and the supreme friend can alone achieve peace, and no one else.
Tas, kurš zina mani kā augstāko baudītāju, augstāko visi īpašnieku un labāko draugu, tikai tāds cilvēks var sasniegt pilnīgu mieru.
So we can simply convince the people.
Mums ir vienkārši jāpārliecina cilvēku.
To understand who is the supreme owner.
Mums, kurš ir augstākais īpašnieks.
Who is the supreme friend?
Kurš ir visaugstākais draugs?
Who is the supreme enjoyer?
Un kurš ir tas, kas ir visaugstākais baudītājs?
Just by getting this knowledge out to the people, the whole world will change.
Un tikai vien dodot šīs zināšanas visiem cilvēkiem, visa pasaule izmainīsies.
This is the peace formula of Krishna.
Un tā ir Krishnas dotā miera formula.
Somehow or other, we must educate them.
Un tā vai savādāk mums cilvēki ir jāizglīto.
Krishna, being the supreme owner of everything,
Krishna, kam pieder vis,
sarva loka maheshvaram, naturally he's the enjoyer of everything.
Un dabiski, ka ja viņam viss pieder, tad dabiski, ka viņš ir visa baudītājs.
The one who owns something, he is the rightful enjoyer.
Tikai tas, kuram kaut kas pieder, tikai tam ir tiesības to baudīt.
Just like you own a car, you're the one who can enjoy driving it.
Piemēram, ja jums pieder mašīna, tad jums ir tiesības baudīt braukšanu šo mašīnu.
Someone else thinks, well, I would like to drive that car.
Kāds cits domā, es gribētu braukāt ar to mašīnu.
They are a thief and they will be arrested.
Un šādi cilvēki sauc par zāgli un arestēt.
You can enjoy your car, not others.
Jūs varat baudīt savu mašīnu, bet ne citi.
Similarly, your house.
Tāpat arī jūsu māja.
Or your apartment.
Vai jūs dzīvokli.
You are the rightful enjoyer of it, you see.
Jūs esat pilntiesīgs savas māju vai dzīvokļu baudītājs.
Someone else tries to live in your apartment, they are a criminal.
Ja kāds cits cenšas dzīvot jūsu dzīvoklī, tad tas ir noziedznieks.
So Krishna, being the owner of everything,
un tādā veidā Krishna, kam pieder viss,
he is the one who is meant to enjoy everything.
Viņš ir tas, kura baudīšanai tas viss.
Everything that exists is meant to be enjoyed by Krishna.
Viss, kas eksistē, pastāv tāpēc, lai Krishna to varētu baudīt.
So if you try to enjoy that which is the property of others, you are a thief.
Un ja jūs cenšaties baudīt to, kas pieder kādam citam, tad jūs esat zaudējis.
And you will be punished by the laws of nature.
Un dabas likumi jūs sodīs.
This is the difficulty in the modern day society.
Un tā ir tā grūtība šajā tēs, šo mūsdienu sabiedrībā.
Everyone is claiming proprietorship.
Katrs apgalvo, ka viņam kaut kas.
This is the mentality, even little children.
Tas tā, un šīs domāšanas veids pat mazos bērnos.
They have their toys in their bedroom.
Viņiem ir viņu mantiņas.
And some little children come to visit them.
Un kāds cits mazs bērns atnāk pie viņiem ciemos.
And the other children look at that child's toys in his room.
Un šis te atnākušais bērns skatās uz mantām bērnu istabā.
Instead of wanting to share his toys, he says, mine. So this mentality is there from the very childhood. All the way from Brahmaloka down to Pataloka. Demigods also have this contamination. So somehow, brother, we have to awaken everyone. Even though we put that message out there, they still don't understand. I have made one song called the Peace Formula. Based on that verse of the Bhagavad Gita. And even though it has the highest popularity rating on iTunes, still people aren't getting the message. Somehow or other we have to convince them.
Un tā vai savādāk mums ir
jāpārāk. Just try to engage everything in the service of Krishna.
Vienkārši centies iesaistīt visu kalpošanā Krishna.
Don't be selfish.
Neesi saldīgs.
Be Krishna-ish.
Esi visu rauti Krishna.
This is the perfection of happiness.
Un tā ir laimes pilnība.
Krishna is the center.
Krishna ir centrs.
Everything is for his pleasure.
Un viss ir domāts viņa priekam.
Everything is for the pleasure of Krishna.
Viss ir Krishnas priekam.
He's so wonderful.
Viņš ir tik brīnišķīgs.
He's so beautiful.
Viņš ir tik skaists.
He's so powerful.
Viņš ir tik varens.
He's so renowned.
Viņš ir tik ļoti atsacīts.
He's so wealthy and famous and wise.
Viņš ir tik slavens, tas gudrs.
He's so adorable.
Viņš ir tik pievilcīgs.
So lovable.
Tik viņu ļoti gribas mīlēt.
We should just give our loving affection to Krishna.
Un mēs savas spēcīgās mīlestības jūtas veltam Krishna.
Engaging our every thought, word and deed in his service in all times, places and circumstances.
Iesaistot katru savu domu, vārdu un darbību, jebkuros apstākļos, vietās un laikos kalpošanā viņam.
This will make us unlimitedly happy.
Un tas padarīs mūs bezgalīgi laimīgus.
And this will bring a new era of peace and prosperity to the entire world.
Un tas šajā pasaulē atnesīs jaunu mieru un labklājību zēru.
So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Un tagad es jautāju, vai ir kādi jautājumi.
Par vaišu apvainojumiem, bet ko darīt, ja šie cilvēki, kuri apvaino citus, viņi ir vecāki un pieredzējušāki par mani, ko es, nu, kā tu bija kodīs?
I again want to ask the question I asked yesterday regarding apvainojumas offenses. If offenses are done by devotees who are older than I am, how should I behave?
Well, it could be your offense of thinking that it was an offense.
Varētu būt, ka tas ir jūsu apvainojums, domāt, ka viņi ir apvainojuši, rīkojas, aizvainojuši.
So you better be careful.
Jums jābūt uzmanīgi.
I thought they were being offensive. But actually, I was being offensive and they were pointing out my offense.
Yeah, on...
Someone might say, why is this devotee so offensive to me? But actually, I'm a nonsense and they're correcting me for my offensiveness and I'm thinking they're being offensive.
But, ja, piemēram, es esmu nejāga un viņi man aizrāda par to, kāds es esmu nejāga, un ja es tad domāju, kāpēc viņi man aizrāda, tad sanāk, ka es esmu tas, kurš aizrāda viņus.
So it's better to check with some advanced devotee to see if they agree with you that devotee is being offensive.
Un tādā situācijā labāk ir savas domas salīdzināt ar kādu pieredzējušāku baktu, vai tas jūsu redzējums ir pareizs.
It could be that you're being offensive.
Jo varētu būt, ka jūs esat.
By misjudging them.
Nepareizi novērtējot viņus.
So take advice from some other seniors.
Pajautājiet padomu kādam vecākam.
Make sure you're not being offensive. You're not being the offensive person.
Tajā situācijā pārliecinieties pirmkārt, ka jūs nevisat apvainojiet.
And if they are in fact being offensive.
Un ka viņi tiešām rīkojas nepareizi.
Offensive to you or just offensive in general?
Towards other devotees.
You can solve with some other senior devotees and see if they agree with you.
Jautājums bija, vai attiecībā pret jums, jūs viņu aizvainojāt citus baktus, bet atbild bija citus baktus, un tad es ieteikums ir.
You may be misjudging them, you see. And so, better to take, consult with other seniors and see if they agree with you or not. So you don't want to develop an offensive attitude. Someone is not really being offensive, but you think they're being offensive.
Jo jūs varat savādāk sapratīt, ja kāds ja jūs varat izkopt sevi aizvainojumu pilnu tādu attieksmi pret cilvēku, kurš patiesībā nav veicis.
And if they are being offensive, then better that a senior person corrects them.
Un ja viņi ir rīkojušies aizvainojuši, tad labāk, lai kāds vecāks vākta viņus.
If you try to correct them, maybe become even more offensive.
Ja jūs to darīsiet, tad viņi varētu rīkoties vēl aizvainojošāk.
Next. Want to add something to that? Gurumata?
No, all right. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Gurudev, then what is in that, you mentioned that election process and this verse today is about these kings, but being a citizen of that state, being subordinate, what is your way to behave, to act towards your leaders that you avoid offenses?
Trying to make them devotees.
Jautājums ir, kā tad jūs, kā Amerikas pilsonis, būdams no ierindas pilsonis, tad pakļauts saviem valdnieku vadītājiem, rīkojieties, lai neaizvainotu viņus? Atbildēs cenšos viņiem dot Krišnas apziņu.
Bhakta Donald or Bhakta Hillary?
Bhakta Donald vai Bhakta Hillary?
Trying to make them devotees?
Jā, mēģinu viņus padarīt par vārtā.
Get them to Shadam, preach to them, make them devotees.
But do you personally participate at the election day?
Well, I tell you, if it comes down to the voting from one of them, they're both rascals. So I really, either way, your vote is not very good. Thing is, we really, Prabhupada instructed us to start our own political party, then God We Trust party.
Es jautāju, jūs balsosiet vēlēšanu dienā?
Actually, I would rather run for president as a write-in candidate and vote for myself than vote for them.
Un prabhupātais, lai mēs nodibinām partiju, mēs ticam Dievam, un es kaut kādā saku, ka labāk man nodibināt savu partiju un tad balsot par sevi pašu, nekā balsot par viņiem.
Or if you become a U.S., you have to be a natural-born citizen, or otherwise I'd vote for you. We can't import you to the U.S. because you have to be a natural-born citizen. So, it's all rascals, what you can do. Yeah. What is it, Debbie? We generally don't, although one could, if it was a matter of the lesser of two evils, you could do it. There's no rule against it.
Mēs nepiedalāmies, bet ja tas būtu jautājums par mazākais no diviem ļaunumiem, tad varētu piedalīties.
Just like there's one candidate is a meat eater, the other is a vegetarian, either or not devotees, you could go vote for the vegetarian candidate, the lesser of two evils,
Ja viens ir gaļādājs, otrs vegetārietis, abi ir nebaktas, tad iet un bazot par vegetārieti, jo tas ir mazākais no ļaunuma.
But if they're both meat eaters, what's the advantage?
Bet ja abi ir gaļasētāji, kāds ir ieguvums?
Yeah, there's so many different things you could say. Well, their presidency would be more supportive of the Krishna consciousness movement, so we could vote for them. There are so many different considerations you could take.
Ja piemēram, tās apsvērums, ka viens kandidāts vairāk, viņa valdīšanas laikā vairāk tiktu atbalstīt Krišnas apziņas kustību, tad mēs balsotu par to.
But it's generally a waste of time. Yeah.
Bet principā tas ir tā laika tikai tēriņš, tāds šķiešana.
We need to have our own Krishna conscious candidates.
Mums ir vajadzīgi mūsu pašu Krišnas apziņas kandidāti.
We want Vaishnavas in the political power in all the countries of the world, not these rascals. Next.
Valdniekus par garīgās dzīves, teiksim,
nu, pilnību un iedusmas viņas, vai kaut, teiksim, nu, kāds no mums ir mākļāki.
A, kas pacienti, es vienkārši līdz vēl paskatīju?
Mājakurs.
The question is about the temple in Mayapur. The temple in Mayapur is almost finished, and what do you think? The existence of that temple, will it help to persuade the leaders around the world that the Vedic culture is something important?
Yes.
Yeah.
Even this temple also is very impressive.
Un arī šis templis ir ļoti nozīmīgs un iespaidīgs.
When you there are sometimes the leaders, political leaders come here, don't they? Ambassadors, maybe.
Dažkārt arī kādi politiskie darbi.
But that will be very, very, very impressive in that sense.
Jā, es ticu, ka tas būs ļoti ietekmīgs notikums, ietekmīgs efekts būs.
They have a very good impact on the world leaders when they become aware of that. That's a fact.
Un ja viņi uzzina, tas, ka ja viņi uzzinās par to un jā, būs informēti par to, tas atstās uz viņiem iespēju.
But is that enough? I can just give a donation for the temple. I don't need to worry about distributing books or preaching. I'll just give a donation to the temple and let my business finish.
Bet attiecībā par mums, kā tad, ja es esmu tikai noziedojis templiem, visas vairāk neko tā, viss man līdzdalība ir beigusies.
The prophet said, just build a temple and don't distribute books. No, you never said.
Bet prophet teica, uzbūvēt vienkārši tikai templu un neizplatīt grāmatas. Nē, prophet tā neteica.
Pati said under that it's better to tear down the temple and distribute books.
Ir jāuzbūvēt templus un jāizplatīt grāmatas.
So book distribution is the most powerful method we have.
Grāmatu izplatīšana ir ietekmīgākā metoda.
And that temple will also be very helpful.
Un šis templis vienkārši palīdzēs ļoti šajā procesā.
Next question.
Seven Krishna is blissful, seven guru blissful, and all the Vaishnavas, and sometimes we might even feel that, but why does it go away so quickly? What to do that to keep it as long as possible?
What is that question?
Krishna is blissful, Guru is blissful. Serving Krishna is blissful. Serving Guru is blissful. Yes. Serving a devotee is blissful,
yes, yes.
But that sensation fades away. Why is it? How to keep it?
Jautājums ir, ka kalpošana Krišnam, kalpošana Guru Vaishnaviem ir svētlējums pilna, un dažkārt mēs to jūtam, bet kā to sajūtu noturēt?
If your bliss fades away, that means it's rajasic bliss.
Ja šī tas svētlājums sajūta pazūda, tas nozīmē, ka tā svētlājuma ir uz rajasu balsīta.
Happiness and the mode of passion fades away.
Un tā laime, kas ir balstīta kaislībās, tā izzūd.
Happiness and the mode of goodness gradually comes in and becomes greater and greater and greater and greater.
Un tā laime, kas ir tādā labestībā, tā pakāpeniski pieauga, kļūst lielāka.
So if you're feeling some bliss of practicing Krishna consciousness, and then it goes down, that means you're rajasic, you're not sattvic.
Un ja jūs aizdībā ar Krishna sapziņu, jūs izlūdat kādu svētlājumu, bet tā tad pazūd, tas nozīmē, ka tā balstās uz rajas.
There's nothing wrong with that passionate happiness in Krishna consciousness.
Nav nekas slikts, ja Krishna sapziņā ir šī te uz kaislībām balstīt laimi.
But you have to blend it with sattvic consciousness.
Bet jums ir tā jāsajauc ar sattvisku, ar labestības apziņu.
That means you have to become more meditative.
Jums ir jākļūst vairāk meditējošam.
When you chant your japa, you have to go deep into the nama ruchi, the taste of the name.
Un tad, kad jūs skandējat japa, tad jums ir jānolaižās līdz nama ruchi, līdz svētā vārda garšas līmenī.
If your happiness is simply based on the externals,
jūs lēni balstās vienkārši
rajasic
faktoriem, tad tā ir rajasa.
You have to connect internally also with Krishna. That is sattvic. Meditatively absorbing yourself in the process of Krishna consciousness. Seeing everything through the eyes of the scripture. Shastra Chakshus. By studying these books carefully, by hearing the lectures carefully, and cultivating transcendental vision.
Lasot šīs grāmatas, klausoties lekcijas, dodot uzmanīgi, jūs attīstāt sevi šo te redzējumu.
Then you will develop the sattvic consciousness.
Un tādā veidā jūs attīstīsiet sattvisko apziņu.
To go with your passion.
Un tādā veidā tā jūsu kaislība pazudīs.
And as the passion gradually, as the passionate happiness gradually fades away, the sattvic happiness will gradually increase.
In that way
you'll never lose your enthusiasm. For example, as I have many times explained, Srila Prabhupada noted my enthusiasm when I was a young devotee. And he gave me an order. He said, continue enthusiastically as you are doing, and surely Krishna will bless you. So to be all fired up because Krishna consciousness is new, that's great.
Un būt aizrautības pilnam, tāpēc, ka Krišņas apziņa ir kaut kas jauns. Tas ir
but viss. After a while, it's not new anymore.
Bet pēc kāda laika, tas vairs nav nekas jauns.
So if you can base your happiness on following the order of your spiritual master.
Un jums ir jābalst savu laime uz to apsvāku, ka jūs sekojat savu garīgā skolotāju norādījumu.
Instead of you trying to enjoy Krishna consciousness.
Tā vietā, lai vienkārši baudītu Krišņas apziņu.
You try to do it in such a way that your spiritual master will enjoy how you're serving.
Dariet to tādā veidā, lai jūsu garīgais skolotājs varētu baudīt jūsu kalpošanu.
Don't try to please yourself anymore. You give up that.
Pārtrauciet censties iepriecināt pats sevi.
No, I'm just going to try to please Srila Gurudev. That's all. I don't care about anymore. I can be going through hell, that's all right. I don't mind. I just want to please Srila Gurudev. Now you're entering into Shuddha Sattvic happiness. So your problem is you're strong in the name of Krishna consciousness, you are still trying to be the enjoyer.
Jūsu problēma ir tā, ka Krišnas apziņas vārdā jūs joprojām cenšaties būt baudītājs.
You have to kick out that self-centeredness.
Un jums šis te paša sevis likšana centrā ir jāizvāc.
Simply do everything for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna.
Visu darīt vienkārši par prieku Guru un Krishna.
And then you will enter into a realm of unlimited happiness.
Un tad jūs ieiesiet bezgalīgas laimes maigatā.
It doesn't matter whether it's a nasty day or a beautiful spring day. It won't matter anymore.
Un tad nebūs vairāk starpība, vai tā ir nejauka diena vai brīnišķīga pavasara diena.
Because you have found the eternal spring within your heart.
Tāpēc, ka jūs būsiet atraduši mūžīgu pavasaru savā sirdī.
Okay.
Labi.
All right. Any other questions back here?
Скажите, вот когда мы пытаемся как-то распространить или дать в обществе этот дар Господа Чайтани, то мы сталкиваемся с большими противодействием, как бы. И, положим, если мы выйдем распространять книги, то увидим, что в основном люди большей части своей они отказываются. Вот. И они не хотят ни слушать, ни, ничего не принимать. И скажите, пожалуйста, что нам нужно делать, чтобы наши попытки были более действенными?
When we go out on the street and try to spread this message of this gift of Lord Chaitanya, the reality is that the absolute majority rejects us. They don't want even to listen what we are saying. And the question is, what should we do? How we should improve?
You have to be an aggressive salesman.
To be aggressive.
You have to be an aggressive salesman. In sales, there is a saying, for top-notch salesmen have a little mantra. Some will, some won't. So what? Next. A champion salesman knows this. Every no is one step closer to the yes. So when I collect as many no's as possible, I am progressing. I'm making progress. In fact, if one is really into sales, you can actually calculate on the average it takes this many no's before I get a yes.
Un jūs pat varat rēķināt, ka vidēji uz noteikts daudzumu nē, es saņemu vienu jā.
Let's say it takes 100 no's to get a yes, you see.
Piemēram, vajadzīgs 100 nē, lai saņemtu vienu jā.
I offer 100 people the Bhagavad Gita, 100 people say no, but the 101, he will take it.
Piemēram, es 100 cilvēkiem piedāvāju Bhagavad Gita, viņi teica nē, bet 101 teica jā.
So I, with great enthusiasm, you go out on that street, let me get those 100 no's as fast as possible. No, 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 no. And every no will become more enlivened. Now I've got 10 no's and I only got 90 more to go and I'm going to sell a Gita, you see. Now I got 20 no's, I only got 80 no's more to go, and then I'm going to sell a Gita. 30 no's, only 70 left. You know. 40 no's, only 60 left. 50 no's, only 50 before I get to
it.
In this way, he's enthusiastic. No, 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 every no becomes more enlivened. More enlivening. No, no, no. They're like music to his ears. Those no's are like music to his ears. Because the no's are simply the introductory form of yes. So in this way, the devotee is very enthusiastic. He wants to make the whole world Krishna conscious. Did you know that Prabhupada says that that's what it means to be Krishna conscious? If you are truly Krishna conscious, your desire will be to make the whole world Krishna conscious. It's in a Bhagavatam purport. If you are actually a devotee, your burning desire in your heart will be to make the whole world Krishna conscious. Now, will you be able to do it? Well, it's possible if Lord Chaitanya blesses you. Gaura Shakti. It's possible. But let's say you only make one person a devotee in your whole life. You spent your whole life trying to make the world Krishna conscious, but you only made one devotee. Is your life a failure? No.
Because you tried your whole life to spread Krishna consciousness, Lord Chaitanya immediately would take you back to his abode. You immediately go back to Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya's abode, Goloka. Because you gave your whole life to try to make the world Krishna conscious. And if you inspired one person to be a devotee, then that's great. They will also go back to God. So the point is, we can't lose. You just make that endeavor, I want to make the whole world Krishna conscious. And even if you can't even make one person Krishna conscious,
even if you can't
make even one person Krishna conscious, by your determination, you will make at least one person Krishna conscious. By your determination, you will make at least one person Krishna conscious. And that person is you. By you making that endeavor to push forward this movement, you will be Krishna conscious. So you can't lose. You just try to make the whole world Krishna conscious. And you are guaranteed to go back to Godhead. So what if you get a million no's? Every no is your stepping stone to Goloka Vrindavan. TJ. Yes.
Noise in regarding the book distribution, but when somebody goes out on Harinam, the people may not like it, but we should not be chanting for the people's liking. We should be chanting in a great devotion, calling out for Krishna's mercy, and then people will be attracted to it, not for the show.
Guru Mata saka, ka tad, kad jūs doties Harināmā, tad svētais vārds nav jāatkārto tāpēc, lai tas iepatītos cilvēkiem, kas ir apkārt, bet tāpēc, lai iepriecinātu tādā veidā Krišnu. Un ja tāda būs attieksme, tad tas iepatīksies cilvēkiem.
And another point is, Prabhupāda said, by going on Harinām, we are forcing them to become pious.
Un ir Prabhupāda arī saka, ka ejot dodoties Harināmās, mēs piespiežam viņus kļūt labisīgākiem.
Sometimes they love it. Just like when we in Austin, there was a big music festival in downtown, called the Southwest Festival. And so we took our Harinam party on the train to go downtown. And the devotees were playing the drum and doing the kirtan, a very crowded train. And one passenger became very, very disturbed. What are you doing this? Stop this. But all the other passengers, no, we love it. Keep doing it. So there will be people who are negative. But I guarantee you, if you go out for book distribution for Harinam, you will find people who love this and say, wow, this is great. Do it as your own act of love for Guru and Krishna. And Krishna will reciprocate. You will find people who love it. I've been looking for this book. I've been looking for a book that tells me how to solve all the problems of my life. Thank you so much for coming out here today and giving me this book. So keep distributing book. Greater Madanga. If you play the madanga, it can be heard up and down one or two blocks. But when you just, but when you distribute the books, that drum can be heard all over the world.
Bet, ja jūs izplatāt grāmatas, tad šī bumbu skaņa dzirdama visā pasaulē.
So we'll stop here and we thank you all very much.
Paldies visiem.
Today I heard it was Independence Day, isn't it?
Šodien ir neatkarības atjaunošanas diena.
But actually every day is Independence Day.
Patiesībā katru dienu neatkarības atjaunošanas diena.
When we chant Hare Krishna, we are becoming independent from the modes of material nature.
Jo kad mēs skandējam Hare Krishna, mēs kļūstam neatkarīgi no materiālās.
Independent from the cycle of birth and death.
Un neatkarīgi no piedzimšanas un nāves cikla.
So in this way, let us celebrate independence every day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ki jai.
Is great Sriman Sankarshan Dasati Garma Graj Ki!